Let us pray. Father God, we pray that you would open our minds, our hearts, our souls, and our wills up today. And may what is said, heard, and understood be pleasing to you. For we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. When the President of the United States gives his State of the Union message to Congress, he usually starts out with a list of acknowledgments and thank you. So I felt the need to do likewise. Board President Wuerl, members of the board, congregation of the First Christian Church of Pulaski, greetings. We have, this past year, what this church has accomplished is pretty much we've had one service a week for the entire year with a few exceptions. I think it was one or two because of snow. I know that we canceled Christmas Eve, and I think there was another one earlier in the year, but we've been pretty faithful with that. In February, we had a sweetheart dinner. In April, we had our Easter meal and celebrated Easter. We also celebrated the lives of Helen Hufford and Irene Turman. We had a Mother's Day tea in May. We had a very successful Dobie Schiller Memorial Cruise Inn. On Father's Day, we had a Halloween fun night. We celebrated Thanksgiving with a meal. In December, we had a Christmas children's party. And we celebrated Christmas by having a meal. We also, over this year, gave out more than $300 in Food City gift cards. The church paid for 5 nights lodging for people needing a place to stay for a night or two. Over this year, we lost 2 members and gained none. Our finances remained pretty stable. And we have a contract to sell the property that the manse is on. So pretty much, with probably the exception of the land sale, everything has gone on pretty much status quo. But what about the future? The past couple of years have been tough for missionary outreach to give assistance to the community. At the beginning of 2020, there was a lot of hope. A lot of churches were using 2020 as a theme, seeing the world with God's 2020 vision. And then all of a sudden, COVID hit. And the wheels came off the bus, and churches had to find other ways to have worship. Some churches had online worship through Facebook and through YouTube. We here at First Christian, we had parking lot worship. People would come up. They would get communion. And we'd have a service. But then when things began to clear up and the church could open up again, many people chose not to return for weekly worship. So I ask again, what about the future of First Christian Church of Pulaski? Well, this church stands at a fork in the road with 2 paths. The first is to simply just keep doing the things we have been doing, meeting here for worship at 11 o'clock on Sunday mornings, gathering together for the various meals that we have, worrying about making ends meet financially, and hoping that new people will find our church and will become members, and that they would bring their kids with them. The second path that we have before us is to take seriously the five calls that we looked at during Advent. That being to be messengers of hope, of peace, of joy, of love, and as we saw last week, of life. The second path means that we need to commit fully and totally to the expression, get up and go. There's a lot of apprehension to do new things. We need to get rid of that. We need to get rid of any apathy that we might have, anything else that is stopping us from doing what God wants us to do. So we must choose which path that we as a church want to go down. It would be easy to say that the one path is very easy and the other path is a little more difficult. I think it would be also fair to say that one path will more than likely lead to this church slowly fading away, while the other path has a real possibility of breathing new life into this church and to allow more people to experience all the joys that come from the Christian life and being part of a church. If we as a church want to get serious about being messengers of God, what do we need to do? We need to realize that First Christian Church of Pulaski is made up of two equal parts. I, as your pastor, and you, as the congregation. We must realize that God brought this church and this pastor together at this time for a reason. Now that reason, I have my opinion on what that reason is, and all of you, the congregation, are going to have an opinion on what that reason is as well. Now I know that there is a deep desire in this church to grow. The reason that I know that is a year ago, August, I believe that it was, when I had a video conference with Barbara, and I think Mary Sue was there, and someone else. The first question that I got asked was, how do we bring more people into this church as members? And the second question was, how do we bring in more youth? So I know that there is a desire to grow this church in members, to have more people come and experience what I hope we all experience on Sunday morning. To do this effectively, the expectations must be clear. Pastors have a lot of times been equated to being shepherds and congregations to flocks of sheep. So the first expectation of the shepherd is that the focus is on the sheep and not on the shepherd. Ezekiel 34, 2 and 3 says, "Mortal, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, to the shepherds, thus says the Lord God, ah, you shepherds have who have been feeding yourselves. Should not shepherds feed the sheep? You eat the fat, you clothe yourself with the wool, you slaughter the fatlings, but you do not feed the sheep. So the purpose of this church is not for the pastor to stand up here in the pulpit and try to inflate his ego and inflate how important that he is. The purpose of the shepherd is to make sure that the sheep get fed, that they get what they need. Expectation to you, the shepherd or the pastor does his best to find lost sheep and bring them back. Jeremiah 23:4, I will raise up shepherds over them who will shepherd them, and they shall not fear any longer or be dismayed, nor shall any be missing, says the Lord. So again, the focus is on the sheep, not the pastor. Expectation 3, the shepherd stays diligent to keep sheep from being separated from the flock. Again, from Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 5 and 6. So they were scattered because there was no shepherd, and scattered they became food for all the wild animals. My sheep were scattered. They wandered over all the mountains and on every high hill. My sheep were scattered over all the face of the earth with no one to search or seek for them. Once again, it's the sheep. It's not the shepherd. A shepherd is here to feed. A shepherd is here to watch over the flock and to make watch for sheep that might stray and to help wherever they can. Expectation 4, the shepherd cares for the sheep's wounds. Again, Ezekiel 34. Verse 4, you have not strengthened the weak. You have not healed the sick. You have not bound up the injured. You have not brought back the strayed. You have not sought the lost. But with force and hardness, you have ruled them. Many pastors, I know, stand up in the pulpits, yelling and screaming, waving their hands around, and yes, I know, I yell and scream sometimes. And say how absolutely wretched you people are. How God is not going to bless you. My job is not to stand up here and yell at you and say and call out all of your sins. My job, the job of a shepherd, is to care for the congregation. To care for people, whatever their needs might be. In order to do these things, the shepherd cannot also be cleaning the barn, growing and harvesting the wheat, changing the water in the water troughs, and also at the same time keeping watch for wolves and other dangers. For a pastor to carry out these four responsibilities that I have set forth, we don't have time to be reading minds, to be planning and executing every church activity, and trying to go out and to find new members. In order for a pastor to be effective, and for a church, in order to be effective, needs help from the congregation. I'm not a one-man show up here, and as I said on the first official Sunday that I preached here, I'm not the Savior. There's only one Savior. I am not going to fly into this church, raise my hand, and all the opposition is going to go away. The doors are going to open, and people are going to come in. I'm not the superhero. Even though I wear a costume, I wear a robe, every week. I'm not a superhero. So I talked about shepherd, pastor expectations. What are the expectations for a congregation if we want to take and move forward? A congregation needs to work in concert with the pastor to maintain the health of the church. It's a responsibility that we all have. The congregation's responsibility also is to come up with ideas on how to reach out to the community. How to reach out with missionary activities. Reach out to feed the hungry. To help the sick. To counsel the downhearted. And to let people know of the joy that it is to be part of the First Christian Church of Pulaski Community. Now, I don't know how true it is, but I have heard that this church has a little bit of a reputation of not being the most friendly in the world, which I don't quite understand, but I'm just saying what I've heard. So, if this church wants to continue on, if we want to pass this church on to those that come after us, if it wants to thrive, if it wants to truly take seriously being messengers of God, then we need to get up and go. You and I need to take and work together. Neither I alone nor you alone can do this. We need to get rid of all the apprehensions, all the apathy, and anything that stops us from doing what God wants us to do. Last Tuesday, there was a local ministers get together at First Christian Church of Blacksburg, and our regional minister, Bill Spangler Dunning, was there. And he said two things that really struck me because I was thinking about this sermon today. He says, people are looking to see what a church's identity is. What missions do they take and participate in? That is a theme in general for the younger generation. They just don't want a place where they simply come on Sunday mornings to worship. They want to be involved. They want to see what all the church is doing, what its outreach is. The second thing that he said is getting out of the building lets the community see the church. So we need to get out of the building, my friends. We need to get out there and be in the community and let them see us. I have decided that for the year 2023 that we're going to have a theme. And that theme is going to be, do not be afraid. We're not going to be afraid. We're going to remember that we will work together to get done exactly what we decide that we are going to get done. We're not going to be afraid of organizing and leading activities that we decide upon. There is an insert in your bulletin. All by its lonesome, called Do Not Be Afraid. And it talks about the theme. It also has a list on here of ideas that I have come up with that I think that we can take and that we can do. Some of them are very easy. That we talk to other people, friends, family, strangers at the opportunity lends itself. Tell them about what, hopefully, the good things that I am doing and that this church is doing, and invite them to come on Sunday mornings. If you see anybody new that comes into church, make sure that you go over and introduce yourself to them. This is a big one. Volunteer to lead or co-lead one or more activities. Just because you are willing to lead an activity doesn't mean that you're going to be out there alone. You're going to have support so that we can take and to get things done. I'm going to be sending out a letter to the local congregations and looking for opportunities that we can take and we can join together on doing things jointly. I shared it in Men's Sunday School. I would love to have a joint youth group where we get all of the youth from the local churches together. We can rotate, whatever, get them together, get them to interact. I've also shared, I would absolutely love it if we would start having joint vacation Bible school in the summer. I have wonderful, wonderful memories of that. I think that we should, in the summer, have a couple of days where we don't worship in this sanctuary or in the Wine Set Center, but we go out, we go to a park, we go to a public place and have a simple service. Because you never know who might be looking. We had talked about doing a float. That would be great. And there are other opportunities that I'm sure will present themselves. And if any of you have any ideas, speak up. And let's start getting out of this church. This church is not confined to these four walls. So as I stated earlier, First Christian Church of Pulaski stands at a fork in the road which has two paths. Which path shall we take? Amen.